This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Trump raid. You know by now that President Trump's home in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, was raided by the FBI Monday morning. President Trump was in New York, found out about it afterwards. Apparently, this raid was based on a claim by former press secretary Stephanie Grisham, who served as President Trump's spokesperson right at the end of his term. And Grisham claims that Trump regularly mishandled documents, classified documents, while he was president. That's Ms. Grisham, second from right on the screen behind me. The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, apparently looking for those documents. Grisham was a confidant of Trump and Melania Trump before turning on them over the January 6th event. She claims she saw him rip up some documents, put others in his pocket, and then went on to speculate about what could have been in those documents. That's the key word there, speculate. She claimed and she admitted on CNN Monday evening that she doesn't know, but she said it would have to be something big for the FBI to go to this extent to raid Mar-a-Lago. Well, not necessarily, based on what we now know about the FBI's behavior in investigating the Russia collusion hoax back in 2016 and 2017, how it lied to the FISA court to get warrants to spy on members of Trump's campaign back in 16 and 17. I don't have high confidence that there's any there. This appears to me to be a targeted political act to damage Trump leading into the midterm elections and hope in the minds of Democrats, hopefully kneecap him before the 2024 presidential campaign really gets underway. It's given the high profile nature of this raid, probable that high-ranking officials within the FBI and Justice Department would have had to sign off on it. But again, the way our Justice Department, the way the FBI has been compromised and weaponized by the Democratic administrations of Joe Biden and Barack Obama, I don't have any confidence that this act was justified. What this will do is motivate those who voted for President Trump in 2016 and 2020 to really get out and vote in the midterms and again in 2024. Now, as Christians, remember, we don't vote Jesus into the White House. We don't get Jesus appointed to the Supreme Court. Let's vote. Let's be politically active. But remember, our main mission, sharing the hope we have in Jesus Christ with gentleness and respect to those around us, get them into the kingdom. That is our mission, bringing people into the kingdom rather than bringing Republicans into the House of Representatives. Topic number 4, Russia and Ukraine. CBS has censored its own documentary investigative reporting after an avalanche of pushback from supporters of Ukraine and its military. This is really remarkable. CBS News tweeted out a link to a video promoting its documentary, and then on Monday it tweeted another tweet mentioning that it had pulled the video promoting the documentary, because the video included a months-old quote stating that 30% of U.S. arms and munitions, only 30% of the arms that we're sending to Ukraine actually reaches the front lines. The rest is diverted to the black market. Well, never mind the Pentagon and U.S. intelligence officials have been issuing similar warnings for months, apparently for an authorized official news organization like CBS to say so out loud is absolutely forbidden. So, that's been yanked. CBS self-censoring because it's going against the official narrative. Now, meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department on Monday unveiled another $1 billion in additional security assistance to Ukraine. This adds to the $8.8 billion that we've already sent to Ukraine since February 24th. $9.8 billion in financial aid, in military aid being sent to Ukraine, despite the fact that we only know that about a third of it is getting to the front lines. And this doesn't include an additional $4.5 billion in cash for budget needs in Ukraine. Apparently, budget needs is the official approved term for walking around money for corrupt oligarchs, stuffing suitcases filled with cash before they flee the country ahead of the next Russian initiative. By the way, I don't think this is unrelated, but just remember the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 that the Senate passed, now with the House of Representatives, it includes money to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, because that $13 billion that we've sent to Ukraine has got to come from somewhere. Meanwhile, last Friday, Turkey agreed to change how it pays for at least some of its natural gas that it's getting from Russia. It's going to pay in rubles. Russian President Vladimir Putin had announced months ago that unfriendly nations would have to pay in rubles to get around sanctions from the West. Now, Turkey's not necessarily an unfriendly nation to Russia, but this agreement protects those payments from sanctions and could kind of smooth things over with Russia, who otherwise might be a little irritated by the military actions Turkey is taking in the north of Syria against the Kurdish regions. NATO has surely taken notice of this because it indicates that perhaps Turkey is choosing Russia over Europe. And by the way, while we're on the subject, Russia has managed to export about $1 billion a day in oil and natural gas since the start of the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. $1 billion a day, despite the sanctions and import bans imposed by the West. Well played, NATO. Well played. Topic number three, higher drug prices. Since we've mentioned the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, the ironically, hilariously named Inflation Reduction Act, it's $730 billion now, not the $430 billion the Senate mentioned. This is in the House of Representatives now being considered. With Democrats controlling the House, it will likely pass. Needless to say, it is not only not going to reduce inflation because it's pumping more currency into the economy, which is essentially squirting lighter fluid on the fire of inflation. It will also raise drug prices, which is one of the benefits that we're being told is coming from this bill. Again, this is not incompetence. I've said this before. This is deliberate. Crushing the middle class is part of the globalist agenda to bring on the hashtag Great Reset. The much-touted part of the plan, reducing drug prices by allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices, it's not really. Medicare already pays 300% more for drugs than prescription drugs than people in Europe or Canada, 10 times more than people in developing nations. So on the surface, it sounds like allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices with Big Pharma is a good deal. But as expected, the Senate allowed lobbyists for Big Pharma to take control of that part of the bill last week. The final version will not allow Medicare to start negotiating until 2026, 3.5 years from now. And even then, they can only negotiate prices for 10 of the brand name drugs covered by Medicare. Medicare would then be allowed to negotiate the price of 15 more drugs in 2027 and a few more the year after that. So we may get 30 drugs where Medicare is allowed to negotiate out of the hundreds covered by Medicare, for which Medicare is paying 300% of what Canadians and Europeans pay. Yay. And meanwhile, manufacturers of generic drugs say that the legislation, and I quote now, potentially sets up a series of perpetual monopolies for the brand products where they're going to make less than they would otherwise, but they're going to make a whole lot more than they would from competition, end quote. In other words, by making it more difficult for generics to compete, yeah, you and I wind up paying more. Topic number two, and this is not incompetence, it's intentional. Topic number two, occult abuse in Scotland. A disturbing story coming from Glasgow, where a group of 11 adults have been arrested after reportedly committing sadistic and satanic crimes against three children for a decade. Glasgow Times reporting that 7 men and 4 women charged this week in an indictment referring to acts that included demonic rituals and, quote, witchcraft, end quote. Startling that you would see this in the 21st century, but all of the parties charged have been accused of forcing at least 2 of the children, a boy and a girl, to participate in seances, use a Ouija board to call up spirits and call on demons, forced to watch classes on witchcraft, pointing wands, uttering spells that caused the children to believe that they could literally levitate. But included in the indictment were horrific allegations stating that the defendants repeatedly raped all 3 of the children. Assaults reportedly recorded on video. Court filings also state the group of adults would force the older girl to act like a dog and eat dog food, causing her to vomit. And according to local news reports, these are not the worst of the allegations. There are some so heinous that they have not yet been made public. And it should be noted that originally there were 17 adults named in the indictment, but since the case was originally brought, 3 to 5 of them have passed away, not all the details being made public yet. This is horrific, but it's just a reminder that the subject matter of Josh Peck's documentary, Silent Cry, is real. It is not satanic panic or hysteria from fundamentalist Christians. This thing is real. We'll be interested to see how this case is prosecuted and how many of these allegations of satanic abuse actually make it all the way through the prosecution. Coming up, according to experts, candy is healthier than beef. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end-time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, the experts say it, so it must be true. Peanut butter cups healthier than hamburgers? A nutrition researcher set to advise an upcoming White House conference on hunger and nutrition previously released a study, and not that long ago, 2021, claiming that candy and cereal are healthier to eat than diet staples like chicken and beef. Dr. Darius Motsafarian, who's a cardiologist and dean at the Tufts University Friedman School of Nutrition Science and Policy. Tufts is a very respected academic institution. He's authored more than 450 scientific papers. So a published scientist, researcher, dean of the School on Nutrition, and he will be informing the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. Reportedly, according to his so-called food compass, believes that Lucky Charms are healthier than grilled chicken breast. Sugary, marshmallowy Lucky Charms, my favorite cereal as a kid, healthier than grilled chicken breast. Mosafarian has been lobbying for years for the White House to call a new conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. And this will happen later this year, and Mosafarian is leading a task force to provide recommendations and feedback for this event hosted by the White House. But one of his main achievements is the Food Compass, published in 2021. And on this chart, you've got Frosted Mini-Wheats here among the recommended category, 87 out of 100. Chocolate-covered almonds, a 78. Whereas down here, you've got skinless chicken breast at a 61. Almond M&Ms at 43 down here. Whole egg fried in butter at a 29. And ground beef at a 26. Seriously? Peanut butter cups scoring higher on this list than beef. We should also note that in addition to advising government officials on nutrition, Mosefarian's research funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to the tune of at least $6 million. This is according to his CV, so not right-wing conspiracy theory. These are the experts advising us on how to feed and make our children, feed our children and raise healthy kids. Yeah, this is why we've begun Eden's Essentials. Speaking of Josh Peck's documentary, that's just one of the cutting-edge films you can watch right now in full HD from Skywatch Films. Documentaries that tackle tough topics. You can access them for as little as $3, $3 to rent for 7 days. You can also purchase unlimited access. Find out more and get instant access at skywatchfilms.com. That's skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our special gift to you for your donation of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the very timely book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil, How the Evil Agenda of So-Called Progressives, actually promoting a regressive lifestyle that takes us back to the morality of ancient Mesopotamia 5,000 years ago, ironically. We'll send you a copy of that book for your gift of any amount during the month of August. You can find out more online and donate, if you're so led, at skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. The original battleground in this long-running spiritual war is Israel, and we will take you there and show you these battlegrounds from Mount Hermon to the Mount of Olives and the Temple Mount itself. Our tour of Israel, scheduled for March 19th through 30th of 2023, and we invite you to join us. We'll also go over to Jordan, optional 3-day extension, and Mount Nebo, from which you can see the site of ancient Sodom, Jericho, and on a clear day, you can see Jerusalem. You'll also see what Ezekiel called the Valley of the Travelers east of the sea, where the war of Gog and Magog comes to an end. We'll be teaching and preaching all along the way, assisted by our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, joining us on the tour from Tel Aviv. You can find out more and reserve your place at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Are the watchers of the ancient world, the rebellious watchers, the sons of God in Genesis 6, coming back? Ryan Peterson, author of The Final Nephilim, joins us on Skywatch TV this week. Don't miss these programs. 4 shows in all with Ryan Peterson and Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. Just absolutely fascinated by the subject of the book and this discussion. You can find the schedule for our over-the-air broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, which makes us broadcast on your schedule. Whenever you click that remote, we'll be right there. The Roku and Skywatch, or the Apple TV app, gets you all of our video content. You can also download all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet with the free Skywatch TV mobile app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Again, not only do we broadcast on your schedule there, you bypass the gatekeepers of big tech, and you can just keep us, get access to all of our video content right there in the palm of your hand. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.